Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Korach, after Korach's audacious rebellion against Moshe, Moshe was very troubled and he tried to convince Korach and the others to retract their rebellion. And then Moshe tells Korach and his colleagues to bring fire pans and ktores, incense, to the Mishkan. Moshe and Aaron will do the same thing. And Hashem will use these pans and use this ktores to show who he has chosen. And they all do as they're told. And everyone brings their fire pans and the Ketores, and then Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, He Badlu Mitoch Ha'eda Hazo, separate yourselves from this Eda, from this group, Va'achaleu Sam Kiraga, I'll destroy them in a moment, in a second. And then in the next Pasuk, the Torah says, Va'yiplu Al Pneyem, Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces, Vayomru, and they said, Kael, Elokei Aruchos Lechol Basar, God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, Ha'ish Echad Yechta, V'al Kol Aida Tiktof, is it possible that only one man sins, and you get angry with the whole group, you want to punish the whole congregation? And Hashem responds in the next pasuk, and he tells Moshe that he should tell the group, tell the Eda to separate from Korach's tent, and from Dasan's tent, and from Aviram's tent. And that's what happened. Moshe tells the rest of Bnei Yisrael to distance themselves from Korach and Dasan and Aviram. And as we know, the earth opens and swallows them up. However, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, asks a few questions on this part of the episode with Korach. First of all, when Hashem tells Moshe that Moshe should distance himself from this Eda, from this group, and he'll destroy them in a moment, who was Hashem speaking about? He could not have been speaking about Korach's group, because Moshe would not have prayed for Korach's group. They were guilty. So it must be, Hashem must be speaking about Bnei Yisrael. But wait a minute, if Bnei Yisrael did not sin, if Bnei Yisrael did not rebel like Korach did, why was Hashem angry at them and threatened to destroy them? And if Bnei Yisrael did sin, then how could Moshe say, if only one man sins, why would they all get punished? Those are the questions of the Ramban. About 150 years before the Ramban was Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel died in the year 1055, who says that when Hashem told Moshe to separate from the evil Eda, Hashem was indeed speaking about Korach and his associates. However, Moshe thought that Hashem was referring to all of Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe davened that Hashem not destroy all of Bnei Yisrael. However, Hashem didn't mean all of Bnei Yisrael. He just meant Korach. He just meant the others. So Hashem clarified in the next pasuk and said, distance yourself from Korach's tent and from Dasan and Aviram. That is all Rabbeinu Chananel. However, the Ramban raises a few objections with Rabbeinu Chananel's approach. First of all, asks the Ramban, the term Eida, a congregation, is an odd word if it were to really only be referring to three people, to Korach, Dasan, and Aviram. Also, when Hashem said He Badlu, when He told them to separate, it seems from the context that Hashem was only speaking to Moshe and Aaron, not to the rest of Bnei Yisrael. The Ramban also asks that when Hashem said, Achale Osam Kiraga, I'll destroy them immediately, it seems that Hashem is talking about a nationwide plague, not a small punishment for a few people. And finally, the Ramban raises perhaps the strongest objection to Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Ramban, Chalila, Shelo Yavin Moshe Nevuaso V'yiteba. The Ramban says, Chas V'shalom, God forbid, that Moshe, the greatest Navi in human history, would not understand a Nevuah and make a mistake about it. And so because of these objections, the Ramban says something else entirely is going on in these psukim. The Ramban says that at first, Bnei Yisrael were very supportive of Moshe and Aaron against Korach. However, when Korach and his associates took the fire pans and the ktores and brought them to the Mishkan, Korach spoke to all of Bnei Yisrael. As Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on Pasuk Yates, Korach told the people that he was not fighting for his own honor, but for the honor of all of the people. And at that point, the people were swayed by Korach's charisma, by his rhetoric, by his lies. In their hearts, not in their actions or in their speech, but in Bnei Yisrael's hearts, they started to agree with Korach. They didn't act on their own rebellion, but they did think about it. And that's a rebellion against Moshe. It's against Hashem himself. So on some level, Bnei Yisrael deserved to be punished bidei shamayim as well. And that's what Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron. Distance yourself from all of them. They all need to be punished. But Moshe and Aaron davened for Bnei Yisrael and said that their rebellion is no way comparable to Korach's rebellion. They should be spared. One man sinned like this. Not everybody sinned like this. Korach is the instigator and he should be punished publicly to teach everyone else a lesson. Bnei Yisrael did indeed do something wrong, but it was in thought, not in action. And they should not be punished like Korach was punished. Hashem agreed and punished only Korach and his associates and not the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone!